For the first time in hundreds of years, fishing families are seeing the end of an era. The socioeconomic impacts of fisheries regulations on traditional fishing communities have been devastating. Former fisherman and fishing gear supplier John Reardon talks about how fishing families are finding themselves endangered.
Because I had gone to a lobster meeting about 6 weeks ago, and there was a guy there, he's a customer of ours, and he's talking about his family. They're actually listed as being part of the pilgrims that came over here from Europe. They've always been fishermen. And he was complaining about how the changes have gone on and how dramatic it's been. And he's probably going to be the final of his family that'll be a fisherman. That, you know, it's 300 years. And you look at it, it's kind of sad.
I just completed a socioeconomic study with UMD, UMass Dartmouth, with Dan Georgiana, the head of the economics department there. And we interviewed 56% of the offshore vessels here in New Bedford. Rarely did we meet someone under 30. Now it's 35 to 60. They used to all be like these young stud muffins, little 25, 28 around there. And now it's a much older set of people. There's no one coming into the industry. They're deterred both by the regulatory process and also by the insecurity of it all.
That's fisherman's wife and fisheries advocate Deb Schrader. Deb explains that even though surveys have been done and data analyzed, the socioeconomic impact of fisheries regulations on fishing communities is not being taken into consideration by federal regulators.
A regulatory process is crippling what these guys can and want to do from their hearts to the point where we're all going to be eating fish next year or the year after. Actually, ground fish. We'll be eating fish next year, but it won't be our fishermen's fish. It'll be imported from Canada, Mexico, Brazil, all places that are much less regulated than we are, so they're not sustaining any biomass anywhere, and they also are not held to the same restrictions in food inspection as we are here in this country. So yes, we will be eating fish, but it won't be our guys. So everybody that talks about jobs, well, just like Dell Computers fielding them all out of this country, this regulatory process is forcing a market where they can't depend on our guys to land what they need to sell, so they import it from other countries, and our guys are losing their jobs. Still now to this day, I go to council meetings and they put up on the screen what motion they're messing up this time, and it always says social economic analysis incomplete. Still to this day, they make us count every fish and scallop, but my family, my husband's livelihood, my husband's heart doesn't count.
The preservation of traditional fishing communities is a worldwide issue. Margaret Curoll is the North American coordinator for the World Forum of Fish Harvesters and Fish Workers.
One of the things I stress is that, especially in these international trade agreements, on every side, people are affected, most of the time adversely. Say you use Thailand, for example, or India. They don't have a choice. The government says, you can't fish your grounds anymore because we're going to make it a shrimp farm. And you have to work in that shrimp farm. So not only have they lost their heritage and their livelihoods and their basis for food, they have to completely rethink their community ways of doing things. It puts everything into a tailspin. Then you've got health issues that arise because of the unhealthiness of these aquaculture ponds. And they've lost the access to their traditional waterways. And, you know, we think about, oh, God, I'm being put out of business because of imports. But they're being put out of their traditional business and almost being forced into some modified slave labor because the government's saying you have to give up your way of life and do what we want you to do.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.